Good morning. You're listening to Long Island Morning Edition on 88.3 WLIW-FM. In Western Suffolk on 96.9 FM, I'm Michael Mackey. Tomorrow's high-stakes election will determine if Republicans ride a red wave to the majority in both chambers of Congress or if Democrats can stir up a small blue tide to hold on to control of the Senate. According to polls and analysts, Tom Bruin reports on Newsday.com that the outcome of the midterm elections will shape the final 2 years of President Joe Biden's term and his ability to advance the Democrats' agenda, and it will set the stage for the presidential election in 2024. Democrats and Republicans have gone all out to win the 5 to 9 most competitive seats in the U.S. Senate and about 5 dozen seats in the U.S. House of Representatives, of which there are 4 congressional district races here on Long Island. Do not expect final election results Tuesday night, said Danielle Lang, Senior Director of Voting Rights at the Nonprofit Campaign Legal Center, a Washington, D.C. nonprofit that advocates for voter rights. We're certainly not going to have final results, Lang told Newsday, and we're not going to know who wins in a lot of the close races. Political experts also warned that pre-election polls are merely imperfect snapshots of a race and that some contestation because of the surveys may ensue. With so many close races across the country, do not expect final election results tomorrow night, said Danielle Lang, Senior Director of Voting Rights at the Nonprofit Campaign Legal Center, a Washington, D.C. nonprofit that advocates for voter rights. She also worries about voter intimidation and candidates denying they lost, undermining the vote counting process, and seeking to overturn elections. We've had some really outrageous attacks on the democratic system in recent years, so I think that this election is some ways a stress test, Lang said. But I think Americans are going to pass that test by showing up in big numbers and insisting on being heard. Early voting is over. Election Day 2022 is tomorrow. The polls in New York State are open Tuesday from 6 a.m. until 9 p.m. Leaning on presidents past and present. Governor Kathy Hochul of New York barnstormed around the New York City area this weekend, furiously trying to stave off a major upset by focusing on areas where high Democratic voter turnout will be crucial for her chances. Jesse McKinley in the New York Times reports that in an 11th-hour rally on Sunday at Sarah Lawrence College in Westchester County, President Biden appeared with Ms. Hochul, calling her a governor who can get things done and characterizing Election Day as a choice between two fundamentally different visions of America. Democracy is literally on the ballot, President Biden said yesterday. Speaking for a half hour in front of a crowd of college students and other supporters, Biden repeatedly criticized Governor Hochul's Republican opponent, Representative Lee Zeldin, for his stances on gun control and abortion and ridiculed his focus on crime as empty rhetoric. Governor Hochul's opponent talks a good game, the president said, but it's all talk. The president's visit underlined that the governor's race in New York State, once thought to be a worry-free contest for Democrats, has grown tighter, reflecting the party's troubles across the nation. Biden's appearance came on the heels of an event in Brooklyn on Saturday with President Bill Clinton, who urged party faithful to reject what he characterized as fear-mongering and macho bravado, voiced by Congressman Zeldin. In New York, the governor's race has become one of the more competitive in the nation, a shock in a liberal state that has not elected a Republican to the governor's mansion since George Pataki won a third term in 2002. New York State's last Republican governor is ready to party like it's 1994. George Pataki told the New York Post that gubernatorial GOP candidate Lee Zeldin has a real shot to replicate his own stunning upset over three-term incumbent Democrat Mario Cuomo back in 94. This is a real cliffhanger. Clearly, the momentum is with Zeldin. Lee has an excellent chance on Tuesday to pull this off, Pataki, 77, told the Post. The failure of Hochul and the Democrats to deal with crime and change the pro-criminal laws they created has provided the opening, said the 53rd governor of New York State. A series of recent polls show a tight race between Congressman Zeldin and incumbent governor Democrat Kathy Hochul, who replaced ex-governor Andrew Cuomo, who resigned last year. Pataki ran against Andrew's father on the crime issue and taxes and went on to serve 3 terms from 1995 through 2006. During the closing days of the campaign, Zeldin Biden's rhetoric on public safety and inflation seemed to be galvanizing and invigorating his supporters. At rallies, many of Zeldin's supporters said they planned to vote on Tuesday, saying they didn't trust the early voting system. The polls are open tomorrow in New York State from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Voters can see if they are registered to vote through the New York State Board of Elections portal at voterlookup.elections.ny.gov. Once again, voters can see if they are registered to vote tomorrow through the New York State Board of Elections portal at voterlookup.elections.ny.gov. The site also shows the assigned polling place that must be used to cast ballots tomorrow when the polls are open from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. in New York State. Voters in the general election will cast ballots for governor, attorney general, controller, and New York State Senate and Assembly candidates, as well as for U.S. House and Senate. There is no early voting today. That ended yesterday. To vote on Election Day, you must vote at the polling place where you are registered, which you can find at the New York State Board of Elections portal online at voterlookup.elections.ny.gov. The site also shows the assigned polling place that must be used to cast ballots tomorrow when the polls are open from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. in New York State. The widely discussed Community Housing Fund referendum, Proposition 3, is on the East End November 8th ballot. There will be two additional proposals for voters to decide when they turn over and fill out the backs of their ballots tomorrow. The first is a statewide proposal, the Clean Water, Clean Air, and Green Jobs Act of 2022, designed to address and combat the impact of climate change and damage to the environment. The act authorizes the sale of state bonds up to $4.2 billion to fund environmental protection, natural restoration, resiliency, and clean energy projects. The second ballot proposal, this one specific to Suffolk County voters, looks to clarify term limits for certain county officials. And the third proposal is the Community Housing Fund. Voters in East Hampton and Southampton will be asked to weigh in on establishing a 0.5% tax paid by the purchaser on the transfer of real property with revenues deposited in the Community Housing Fund to address affordable housing. Southold and Shelter Island towns have signed on to place a similar referendum on their ballots. Riverhead Town did not. This has been Long Island Local News on Long Island's only NPR station, WLIW-FM. I'm Michael Mackey.